The City of Philadelphia and Welcome America are teaming up for 16 days of entertainment and events to lead up to the 4th of July weekend. Michael DeBan heads up Welcome America and said for the 249th birthday of the United States, they have a story to tell.
When you build a lineup of programs and entertainers like this and you gather together festival goers like we do, you want to tell the world about it.
The events start on Juneteenth and runs until July 4th with concerts, festivals, outdoor movies, and other entertainment for young and old. LL Cool J will headline the pre-fireworks concert on the Parkway on Independence Day. Well, Chuck Stone, former Daily News columnist and editor, was honored posthumously with a special citation from the Pulitzer Board yesterday for his groundbreaking work both nationally and in Philadelphia. WHYY's Corey Sharper has details.
Stone was recognized for his groundbreaking work covering the civil rights movement, for his work as the first black columnist at the Philadelphia Daily News, and for co-founding the National Association of Black Journalists. Born in St. Louis but raised in Connecticut, Stone served as a member of the Tuskegee Airmen during World War II before attending Wesleyan University. He started working at the Daily News in 1972 and 50 years ago co-founded the National Association of Black Journalists, which contributed significantly to diversifying the voices within media coverage. Later in his career, Stone became a professor at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, where the Chuck Stone Program for Diversity in Education and Media was created in his honor. He passed away in 2014 at the age of 89. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Mostly blue skies, but some big clouds out there. It is muggy as well right now, 76 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. Chance of storms, some pop-up storms across much of the Delaware Valley for the next few hours or so. Temperatures are about where they are going to be peaking for today. 76 at the moment in Center City, Philadelphia. Wilmington at 76 as well. And looks like it is 72 in Reading with thunderstorms. It's WHYY.